Do you still drive a car?
Yes.
Do you ever go to the Chinese restaurants to eat?
Yes.
Oh yeah, now you do, huh? Tell me something about the...
I go to the senior citizen Chinese. I don't necessarily go there for the food, principally, but I like to go there because I like to watch people and I like to see what's going on.
Well,
and it takes me out of the house, too.
Now, so this is the Chinatown Nutrition Center,
yes,
for the elderly.
Yes.
And where do they serve the food, Louise?
At the Hong Kong restaurant.
Hong Kong restaurant? And
upstairs.
How far it is from where you live?
About a half a block.
Half a block. Then you do enjoy going,
yes,
there daily?
Yes.
How many times a week?
Well, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's 5 days a week.
5 days a week.
And of course, once in a while, I go out. I don't go there.
Have you ever been to the place where this a nutrition program served a luncheon?
No, I don't eat at noon much.
I see. Do you like Chinese food?
Yes.
Do you cook Chinese food yourself?
No. I don't do a great deal of cooking anymore.
What do you usually cook for yourself, like on Saturdays and Sundays?
Well, that's hard to say. I usually get some steak or some meat of some kind because we don't get much meat at our Chinese dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite a meat eater. And then I bake a potato and have some vegetables and stuff like that.
What kind of meat do you prefer?
Well, I know we should eat just chicken and fish, and but I like lamb, and I like beef, and I like chicken, and I like fish. I like all of them.
Yeah, in other words, you are not hard to please.
No.
You like everything. Well, that's good. What time? Do you have your friends? Do you have relatives here, Louise, by the way?
I have second cousins, yes.
Does she come over sometimes to see you?
Yes.
Does she come by herself to come,
yes,
to you? Do you ever go over to see her then?
Yes.
It's quite a ways though, huh, to her house.
Well, I don't drive there anymore. They usually come and pick me up.
Oh. And then they have to bring you back home. Oh, that's quite.
They don't live right here in Los Angeles. There's a trouble. They've moved away. One of them lives in Anaheim, and the other lives in Westminster, and the other lives in San Gabriel.
Oh, then you have three distant cousins.
Yes. And I have another one that lives in North Hollywood.
Oh, then you do have quite a few,
yes,
relatives.
Yes.
And you don't care to live close to them so that you could visit them?
No, because I wouldn't move.
Uh-huh.
And as long as I can take care of myself, I'm going to stay here. But they're trying to get me out of here the worst way.
How?
That's the reason I keep in touch with this redevelopment business to find out what's going on.
Well, how did they try to get you out of here?
Well, they want this property.
Who wants it?
Well, the Chinese.
No, but since you own the property, you don't have to let anybody.
Yes, when that redevelopment comes in and they want it, they can condemn it, and there's another name for it, and take it.
No, I don't think so.
Before I give it up, I would go to court, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city would like it because they'd like to so the houses would be, and a big building would go up, and they'd get more taxes from it.
And that's true, but you don't have to give up your property. You could sell it to anyone that you want, or give it to anyone that you want. But
if I don't want to sell.
Nobody can force you to give up your property.
Well, yes, they can. Look what they did up there where the Dodgers Stadium is. All those people had their homes up there. They had to give them up. There's a name for it. It's domain something. They come in and they can take it. All those people, they had an awful time up there. People didn't want to give up their homes, but they finally had to.
Did you happen to know somebody who owned homes there?
I didn't know them personally, only when I, you know.
Is this one of your worries now, is that they might come and take your property away?
It's hard to say. I know the man in the street in the back, he worries because the Chinese real estate people, they come, they want his property and they want the property next. And he's Italian, and the lady that has her home next to him is Italian. They've lived there for many years too. They're the only ones that are around here anymore. And the corner already has been sold. They'd like those three lots in there to put up a big building, you know.
Well, it's still.
But they don't want to sell because they're just like I am. That's been their home for many years. And they're too old to locate someplace else. And as long as they can manage themselves, they want to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't blame you. And no one has the right to take away your property without you wanting to do it.
No,
they cannot do that, Louise.
Fruit trees.
Say that again. You said originally.
This was the Bernard home.
Uh-huh. Who was Bernard?
The old Spanish people.
Uh-huh.
It was a Spanish. This is the Bernard Street is named from them. And right next to where the big building is, that's where the home was. A great big rambling old brick building. And then all the tallest property in here belonged to the Bernard. And then, of course, it was.
And did you say it was a Spanish grant?
Well, I guess it was a Spanish grant. It was their ranch or whatever you would call it. I don't know. But there was fruit trees. We had fruit trees in the yard here. And even up on Yale Street there was all that property in there belongs to the Bernards.
Then these two houses were built.
These lots were bought
subdivided.
That's the word. Subdivided the land then.
Who built these two houses?
My grandparents.
Oh, your
my grandfather.
Did he himself actually build the house, or did he have them built?
Well, I don't know, but I suppose he worked along with it because he was a carpenter.
Oh, I see.
But I don't think he built the whole thing himself. He must have had help, yes.
Oh. And what happened to the Bernard Ranch?
Well, it was all subdivided. And in other words, Chinatown occupies most of it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about the Bernard?
No, I wasn't acquainted
people?
With the descendants of the Bernards. I don't know of them.
What did you say, Louise? How old will you be?
I'll be 89 this coming Friday.
Uh-huh.
And the first Fridays every month, the senior citizens' dinners, they have a little birthday party. They give a little gift and they have a cake for the people that have their birthday in the month.
And that is tomorrow.
That tomorrow is the first Friday of March.
Uh-huh.
So I will have a little birthday party in Chinatown.
This is the Chinatown Nutrition Center for the elderly.
Yes.
So you are looking forward to
yes.
that, huh, Louise? Isn't that wonderful? I think that is wonderful. So,
if they would just clean it up, it's so dirty. It's the dirtiest place on God's creation. Boy, the gutters and the sidewalks and the vacant lots, it's really not the people that live around here. I guess a lot of it is people that come here, tourists and transients that come, they dump everything.
That's true.
Even the baby's things, they dump them on the sidewalks and around.
Do you see that there are more sightseers now than, let's say, 30 years ago coming to Chinatown?
Oh, yes, yes. But there's more people here, too. And another thing, the Chinese don't pick up anything that's dumped there, they don't pick it up. That, now, I shouldn't say it that way. Because,
no, I agree with you.
A lot of the Chinese people, I know there's some that live around here that are very, very clean. But still, they don't pick up anything that's out there on their sidewalk or in the gutter. Of course, they think it's not their property, they should worry about it. But still, I go around and I take the dog for his walk. I pick up those things and put when it on the rubbish day. I pick up those things and put it in their rubbish containers.
So of course you're a very good neighbor.
Well,
do you ever get to go to the park or something like that?
No, I don't. I don't go around very much.
Do you care to go to the museum?
No, I don't care much to go around much anymore. I used to do a lot of that and travel and that, but not anymore. I don't care. I'd rather just stay at home.
But you mentioned about you made a trip to Europe when you were in your early 20s.
Yes.
Could you tell me more about it?
Well,
who did you go with?
My grandparents, my grandmother and grandfather.
Why did you go to Europe?
Well, my grandmother and my grandfather both had relatives living. My grandfather had brothers, and my grandmother had a sister and their family, and so we went there, and then we toured Europe while we went there. Went through Paris and Strasbourg and Alsace, and went through in Switzerland. I went through Bern, Interlaken, Zurich, and Basel, all those states, and then Berlin, Hamburg, and Leipzig, all those places. It was further my education.
Now, would you like to go to Europe again?
No, as I say, I wouldn't care about doing any traveling anymore.
Mm-hmm. But what did you see in Europe? I know you've been to a lot of places, but what else? Did you go to the museum?
Yes, I went to museums. That's how I happened in Dresden. Went to the museum there. That's how I happened to see the picture that I have here that my father painted. I saw the original there.
Oh. What's the name of the picture?
The Repentance of Magdalena.
I see. You still have that replica in your house now, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to sell it, but I haven't got down to brass tacks about it because if anything happens to me, why, it would be kind of a hardship for those that have to take over to dispose of those things, you see. So,
well, there's one good thing about things. So besides Europe, where have you been outside of the United States?
Outside of the United States? That's it. In the United States I've been different places. I've never been to the Oriental countries.
Oh, yes. You should make a trip to the Orient, but
no,
I don't think you'll
not
like
anymore.
It.
Not anymore. I don't care about traveling anymore.
You just enjoy staying
yes,
home.
Just staying home, yes.
Are you in good health? You look like you.
Well, not too good health, no. I have so much trouble with my hands. I suffer all the time with them, with the arthritis. I can work out in the yard with my hands, but when it comes to holding something. I can't feel it. Can't hold a needle anymore.
Well, I think at this time, perhaps, you don't need to hold a needle.
Oh, yes, I have to do some mending and different things like that, you know.
Well, do you have anything more to say, Louise?
Not that I can think of
about
right
about Chinatown, the mm-hmm. Chinese people. Well, what would you like Chinatown to look or something like that in the past? What do you think of the future of Chinatown?
Well, I don't know what they plan on doing.
Do you like the whole lot of Chinese new faces coming into Chinatown the last few years?
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay much attention to those things anymore.
So, if you don't have anything to say, I want to thank you very much, Louise, for giving me your precious time for the interview, and I certainly have learned a great deal from
I'm
you.
I'm sorry I haven't been able to remember things like I
well,
should.
Well, I think you did very well indeed. And
when it comes to time, because I just live from day to day, and if it comes to time and dates, I just can't.
Well, I think you did very well indeed. Thanks again, Louise.